I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Goodbye, Norma Jean. Though I never knew you would all have the grace.
We did this earlier. Ben, was you, when you were driving in, you got to hear the segment.
I did.
The worst songs from great, huge, popular artists.
I probably wouldn't have chosen this one by Elton John.
You like this one?
I wouldn't have. I don't like this one, but I would. I think there's worse songs.
I think I would have.
Crocodile Rock.
That's maybe one I
or, you know what wears me out? Is
I'm just standing.
Because I'm named Ben. Is Benny and the Jets?
Benny and the Jets. So this was Elton's bit. He wrote this one for Marilyn Monroe, and then he did one for Norma Jean. Or he did one for Princess Di.
Yeah.
That's his bit. He just does song. Goodbye, Larry King. Though I never knew you at all, I said the first upon your soul. Even though you had eight wives, oh, the press still high. He just does it for everybody that dies.
So he, before we were doing Shout Out to His Family,
he was doing it.
He was doing
songs.
His own song bit.
Elton, hi, how are you? I'm doing well. So-and-so just died. You're going to need to... okay, back to the studio.
Larry King wasn't really a candle in the wind blown out before his time.
That's fair. He's 90 years old. That's a good bit. Just doing Elton's singing this for every person that dies.
Goodbye, Kobe Bean.
Oh, it's too soon.
No. Paul. No, no.
Jeez, man.
I mean, Kobe was a candle.
Way later than
goodbye,
Larry King.
Goodbye, Kobe Bean.
Larry King died like... month ago. It's
way too soon for that, though. Wait, did Meek Mill teach you nothing,
yeah,
dude?
Paul wants to get canceled like Meek Mill.
He said Kobe was 87 when he died.
This song's terrible.
Who's the... let's get... let's pull it down, Paul. Let's check traffic, and then we'll find out who the Padres closer is. Breaking news.
Goodbye, Larry King.
Next on Ben and Woods, here's Kelly Danick with a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Larry. Yeah, you know, I just really try to work hard, and I just want to be an inspiration to people, and I just love what I do so much, and I'm just so inspired every day. I just love it, man. I'm so fired up.
How did you gain all the weight?
Oh, thanks, Larry. I know I've put on a few pounds since COVID started.
He cuts through the superfluous to get right to the heart of the matter.
Oh, my God.
It's the greatest thing ever. How did you put on all the weight? Murdered me.
Ben and Woods brought to you by Dell. When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they're focused on you, ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready for what's next. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Okay, maybe I am reading too much into what Larry Rothschild, Padres pitching coach, said yesterday, but I was listening to his Zoom news conference, and I did a double take. I said, did he just announce the Padres closer without intending to? I'll let you listen to this soundbite about the Padres' bullpen, and specifically the addition of Mark Melancon to it. And you tell me what you think, Woods.
Hopefully a calming influence, and a guy that, you know, if he's in the ninth inning, we can wipe out the ninth inning and then figure out the sixth, seventh, eighth inning with the guys that we have there, which are really good guys. And you know, if not, then I'm giving nights. Maybe somebody else closes the game. But, you know, right now there's no definitive action answer as far as the ninth inning. You know, he gives us solid performance wherever he's going to be. And a guy who has a really good knowledge of pitching and understanding of himself.
He may start.
And, you know, you don't play as long as he has and has had success like he has if you don't have those, you know, innate qualities and the understanding, the intangibles. And, you know, he certainly has them all.
All right, I'm glad you noticed that, Woods, because Larry Rothschild talked for about 15-plus minutes.
Yep.
Never once got flustered the entire time, except after he started giving that answer and realized, maybe I'm saying a little too much about our closing competition here when I say, hey, Mark Melancon, you know, lock down the ninth inning. We can put all these other guys, 6, 7, 8, figure it out. But you feel good about Mark Melancon or not, or, you know, he could be somewhere else or whatever is going on. It sounds to me, and again, this is not official word from the Padres. This is me just making a bit of a leap, that at least at the beginning here of spring training, the first thought is that Mark Melancon is the closer of the Padres.
Not a huge, huge shock or surprise, nor is it really, you know, any groundbreaking information. Look, this organization is not like pretty much every other organization in Major League Baseball, Ben. If you've noticed this about baseball the last few years, every team wants to keep strategy, things like that, as close to the vest as they can. Padres are no different. In fact, they may actually, I don't want to say worse, but they may actually be one of the teams that does it the most. You know, there's not a lot. They're not super forthcoming with a lot of information sometimes. And I think there is a strategy to that. So, yeah, you can definitely, he basically is like, yeah, I mean, if he's out there in the ninth, you feel really good about that. That's when you're going to have a closer. He's like, but also the seventh or the sixth, maybe the fifth.
It's funny, though. It's not.
Start a bullpen game.
This isn't football where if someone gets a hold of the playbook, it changes the game. This isn't basketball. Hey, if we know they're going to be running the zone versus, you know, man-to-man defense, well, we'll prep that way. You know, Padres opponents for, you know, 14 years or however long, knew Trevor Hoffman was going to pitch in the ninth inning. Didn't make him any less effective knowing that he was the guy coming in. It's not something that, it's not a, you know, nuclear code secret that you have to keep from everybody else. If Mark Melancon's the guy, then Mark Melancon's the guy. I think it's more so that you want to make sure every guy in that bullpen feels they have a fair shot to win the job. Hey, if they're killing it, if they, you know, they're not, if they're just nasty, they're not allowing any runs, I want to have an opportunity. I want to be a closer, too. They all have done it. Emilio Pagan has done it. Drew Pomeranz has done it. Keone Kila has done it. Austin Adams has done it. And if they want to feel like it's a real competition and it wasn't just handed to Mark Melancon on the silver platter because he's the veteran of the group. But he is the veteran of the group.
I got to pinch myself every time you start ripping through those names. I really do. I mean, it. You know, again, we did this same conversation about this Padres bullpen last year, and while it got off to a slow start and really was an Achilles heel of this team early, they rounded into form, as bullpens often do, Ben. But again, on paper, good God. I mean, those names that you just ripped off, your four or five potential closers.
And I did not bring up Matt Strom, who's had really good numbers, and, you know, if he's healthy, could be a great back-end guy. I did not bring up Jose Castillo. I did not bring up Miguel Diaz, who Larry Rothschild was asked about yesterday and said is looking fantastic. It's very deep. I mean, they've got a lot of guys, and they're going to be guys who don't make the roster, who other teams will say, hey, if you don't need them, we will take him in a heartbeat. You know, what prospect do you want? We need some bullpen help. So that was a little bit of Larry Rothschild. I talked about the top two prospects in the Padres organization as well. I really enjoyed the story when he was asked about Ryan Weathers and how he's, you know, basically how's he looking coming out. And he kind of talked a little bit about his debut last year in the playoffs.
He's come in good shape. You know, he's worked on some things and still has some work to do, but we'll see as we go into the games. But, you know, I guess a saying that I don't like to use that much, but I will. He's in a good spot. You know, he's in a position when we start games to step forward, I think, and we'll see where it goes. But he's a young kid, and there's still some things that he can work on. But he's fun to watch, and you know, he ages me a lot because I had his dad also. So, you know, when he came in that playoff game in Texas, he sat down and I knew he was a little bit nervous. And I said, you know, you're really making me feel old. And he kind of looked at me and I said, you know, I coached your dad years ago. And he kind of laughed. So it was interesting. But, you know, you get to that point in life and it's nice to be able to do this long. So, but he's an interesting guy and has worked at it. You know, a young guy that has a pretty good feel for pitching.
I can't tell you guys enough. I went back and watched that whole scene with him coming in to make his debut. I went back and watched it about, what, a week ago, 10 days ago. This is one of the coolest moments in baseball that I'd seen. I mean, honestly, like, you can't imagine. If it's 9-0 in May and you're making your debut, you are still on the verge of losing every bodily function you have, I have to imagine. But to make your debut then and there, now, not a legion of fans there screaming and everything else, still. The stakes being the absolute highest. It's your first time. And you're facing the Dodgers. I mean, just an incredible, incredible debut for that kid. And he came in. He's looking good. He's dropped some weight. Kind of lost some of that baby fat. That kid, and he's got that mentality that we, to be honest with you, didn't know that he had. He's got it. He's got it.
Speaking of prospects, the other one, of course, is Mackenzie Gore. And a lot of question marks after we didn't see him at all last year. Stayed at the alternate training site. There were reports that maybe some mechanical issues. So a lot of people curious about Larry Rothschild's impressions of where Mackenzie Gore currently stands.
Really good. You know, he's come in with a purpose. The ball's coming out of his hand with explosiveness. You know, he's worked on some things breaking ball-wise and gotten some better spin on the curveball and the changeup. You know, as he gets some innings in, the changeup's going to play really well. He's a young kid with a good arm that right now is going to use it. And so the changeup, you know, sometimes comes and goes a little bit until they get settled in. But it's been good to see him here and where he is and, you know, the work he's done this winter. So, you know, I think it's going to be exciting to watch.
You could tell he's really high on Mackenzie Gore right now. Ryan Weathers, he's high on. He's like, yeah, he's a young kid, promising, got a lot of work to do. With Mackenzie, there was no qualifications. Ball's exploding. He's looking really good. I like where he is, the spin on the curveball. He's got a weapon in that changeup that he barely even uses at this point, and when he does, that's going to be devastating as well. I really liked that about Mackenzie Gore from Larry Rothschild yesterday.
Yeah, you know, and I you got to quantify a little bit of this because you're not going to really see a guy be like, yeah, he's okay. I mean,
I understand.
You pump your guys up, but
you have to, if you read between the lines and you listen to him, Larry, you could tell, is not a big BS guy. He's not just going to shovel manure at the, you know, he sat there and, you know, not unvarnished, but he was just kind of getting, you know, telling you his thoughts as someone who's been around baseball for several decades and seen all these pitchers. And you could tell in his tone, even Mackenzie Gore looking legit right now.
Yeah, there was, you know, a lot of those issues were kind of put to rest, I think, with the way that he's presented himself in camp early. And again, it's still early. So hopefully all the mechanical stuff is behind him. You know, he goes down, he gets a ton of competitive innings, and hopefully we get to see him make his debut this year.
One thing that, you know, people are curious about, obviously going from 60 to 162 games, what's the workload going to look like? How are you preparing pitchers for the 162-game season? What's different about this spring training?
Yeah, that's a question a lot of people are asking as far as, and I'm not sure that there's a clear path for that, but I think we've gone a little bit slower with some guys. Just, you know, just to be sure that they're ready and, you know, we get into the season early on, they're probably not going to be ready to go 7, 8, 9 innings. But it's going to be, I think, the proper way to do it in that, you know, we need to keep them healthy for the whole year and not worry about them ready for that first game or whatever. I know all the games count, but I think the healthier we stay, the more those games are going to pile up. And the better off we're going to be able to win them as long as we can stay healthy. And I think that's part of the puzzle early in the season.
Are they tired? They're tired of that question.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a bad question.
Is it a bad question? Is it a bad question?
It's been answered. The starters are going to be going five, probably max at the start of the season. Maybe if a guy's efficient, you'll see him six. You're not going to see starters in the seventh and eighth inning in the first few weeks of the season.
You don't need to ask you, Darvish, how does your preparation change going from 60 to 160? He's done it. He's done it his whole career.
Darvish throws more than the other guys. He's been throwing a little bit more. Now, Larry actually said he kind of gives Darvish a little more space than everybody else. He said, how do you coach a guy who has 10 different pitches? You know, he knows what he's doing. You know, I'm not going to tinker too much. He knows what he's doing out there. They did say, you know, Hideo Nomo and you, Darvish, were working together. Darvish has a splitter. Like thinking, I think he can make it a little bit better with some help from Hideo Nomo, who was, of course, the master of the splitter. And Larry said, yeah, looks really good. He threw a couple of them in the bullpen. That looks really good, too.
12-pitch arsenal.
Yeah. And he throws 98, by the way.
Right.
And he says, but he doesn't do it a lot because his off-speed, he gets so much spin on all the other pitches. He's got the 98 when he needs it in his back pocket, but that's not his go-to pitch. Like, can you imagine being able to throw 98?
I can't imagine being able to throw 78
right.
at this point.
And then saying, but I don't need to.
I don't bust it out much.
I don't really bust that out much. That's
good God.
They showed a behind-the-plate look at one of Darvish's curveballs yesterday. Oh,
dirty? I didn't see that. Damn it. That's the content that I'll salivate over. Send it to me.
Woo. The hook on that thing.
Woo, mama. Mama.
Let's see. Anything else? He did say he was very high on Blake Snell as well. Said, he should be now one of the best pitchers in baseball. For however long he's now in this prime, he looks at Blake Snell, and this guy is one of the best pitchers in baseball. He has no qualifications on how good he thinks Blake Snell is.
Is that an audio
cue? I don't know which bite that was, so I can't
I
can't tell you.
I'm talking about
one.
What his vision for Snell is. All right,
we can play that
is.
One.
There
That's
we go.
Fine.
Let's
That's
talk about workload.
Play by ear, but start out not trying to push the envelope too much to keep him healthy.
That's why
knowing the innings he's pitched in the last couple of years.
Blah, 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 blah. He's not going to go deep into the games early and work up later in the season.
Okay,
blah,
great, Larry.
Get hurt, blah,
how
blah,
do
blah,
you
blah.
See the workload for Joe Musgrove shaping up? Just go by pitcher?
Yeah. No, it's all the same.
Wear him out?
It's all the same.
I'm trying to wrap my head. Is it a bad question? A bad question, in my opinion, is like, talk about that home run you just hit. That's not even really a question.
What were you looking for?
What were you looking for?
It was a fine question the first one or two times it was asked. Now, after
they're asking every
having been asked and answered many, many times, we know the answer. It's going to be a light workload early. It's going to be a slow buildup. They're going to limit innings because they are in this for the long haul.
And they also can. They have the depth to do that. That's probably a big reason why A.J. Preller has done a lot of the things that he's done. You want to shorten those games, and he's got a good bullpen. He's got good starters now. So it's really the whole package for the Padres. But, I think we know, like, the way baseball is now, nobody's going 200 innings really when there's not a pandemic. Very few. Very few guys are going 200 innings anymore. So that's just pretty much the way it always is.
All right, so just I thought some interesting comments from Larry Rothschild. Especially there about Mark Melancon, maybe a tell on where the bullpen is going.
Do we want to get in some trouble? And we could tweet out, what do you think of the Padres' decision to make Mark Melancon their closer? For it, against it.
Rocky Long.
Rocky Long. Thrown from the car.
God. Jeez.
Just really throw the bomb in and walk away today? As we enjoy our weekend.
That would be an interesting way to go on a Friday.
Here's Paul's video. Hold on.
Oh, you're going to watch it.
Oh, my God. Knee buckler. You don't see big leaguers do that.
I know we got Take on Woods coming up next. We also have This Day in Sports.
Oh my God.
Yes.
An absolute iconic moment from 9 years
That's
ago
right.
today.
833-288-0973 if you want to take on Woodsy in our game coming up. Half the show still to go, including Shooter McGavin.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.